Let's move on. On to happier topics. Okay, we're on Hilchas Psul Mikdashim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chaf Ches. Continuing with our minchas, very interesting situation now. Komates mincha. You took a komates out of the mincha. Now that's fine. You're supposed to take that komates and burn it on the mizbeach. And now we have kapara. But problem happens. Shinis arev be komates mincha eres. Two separate people had their two separate minchas. Two separate kohanim, or the same kohen, doesn't matter. One took a komates out of this one. One took a komates out of this one. On the way to the altar, they fell, they tripped. Dude, kamatzim get mixed together. We don't know which komates is which. What do you do? The answer is no problem. What was each komates supposed to have happen to it?
Burn it.
Get burnt.
Yes, that's it.
We still have both komatzim here.
Yes, we do.
So then go ahead. Makter shneim ka'achas ein sheres. You burn them both together and they're kosher.
And if they have a mindset of why you're burning it.
Well, yes, it's for two separate menachas. We know which menachas it came from. We just can't pinpoint which piece of flour is this komatz and which. But we know it was from mincha A, mincha B. The komatzim are there. They're supposed to get burnt and they get burnt. No problem.
So the same thing.
Fine. Now, but let's pick a few more examples. What about
Minchas
Kohanim? Let's say you got this komates, but instead it gets mixed up when a kohen brings a mincha. What's the halacha? We do not take a komates out of it.
No.
What do? We burn the entire mincha. That's a special kohen's mincha. So let's say you got a komates from a Yisrael, and you got a full mincha of a kohen, and they get mixed up.
And they go get it burned.
Same idea. Or how about b'minchas hanesochim, or how about when we have a libation that accompanies a korban, that gets completely burnt as well. Or b'chavite kohen gadol, there's a special korban the kohen gadol brings every day, minchas chavim, which gets totally burnt. So those are three types of minchas that get totally burnt, got mixed up with a guy's komets. No problem. Hare eluk sharis, they're all kosher, you burn them all. Shakolishko, they all have the same common denominator.
Burn.
They all get burnt. The komates entirely gets burnt. A kohen's mincha entirely gets burnt. A nesachim, a flour, gets entirely burnt. And the milchas chavin of the kohen gadol gets burnt. So if it's entirely burnt, what's the problem? Just go burn them all. You have all the kapar you want and everything's fine. That's just setting us up for chavtes.
So there's no pasuk that says you should burn it. Meaning individual?
No, not good. Doesn't seem to say that.
Good. That's good. That allows us.
Okay. Now we're going to go take it back a step. Chavtes. Shtei menachas. You have two menachas. Fine. Shalom nikbetsu. That have not, a komets has not been separated from them. Shinis orvu zubazu. They got mixed up with each other, but not totally. So let's say you have one mincha, another mincha, and let's say, you know, one mincha fell on this side of the bowl, one mincha fell on this side of the bowl. It slides down a little bit. It's a little bit of mix-up over here, but you can clearly see the right side is predominantly this mincha, and the left side is predominantly this mincha, if you have such a situation. Mm-hmm. Now, what can you do? But you can see, let's say the right side was Reuven's mincha, the left side was Shimon's mincha. So, now it's two menachas. You need two kmitzas.
Right, yeah, you can't do it
so, the end. If you could take a kmitza from one side and be fairly certain that all you have is one guy's komets, and if you could do mizu bifnas, so you could do one this side, then sheres, it's okay. You can still salvage it because you don't have to leave over what you totally know is completely this mincha. In other words, it's a little bit of mix-up, but if I know I can take the complete komates, as long as I know the komates is 100% from this mincha, the komates is 100% from this mincha, even though what I'm leaving over isn't totally clear what I'm leaving over, but between the two menachas, we are leaving over everything that's supposed to be left over.
Yeah. Are they not touching, by the way?
They are touching.
Just at the bottom. At the bottom of the bowl.
They're mixed a little bit.
From where you're taking is
they're mixed. If they're not mixed at all, there's not even a question.
So from where you're taking is not touching.
That's right. If you know, if you can determine it. If you can't determine it, then you got a problem. But if you can, even though they are mixed in the middle, let's say, and the leftovers will be mixed over, as it were. Yeah. But then again, who eats the leftovers?
The kohanim.
So what's the matter which kohanim? It's the same kohanim who the mishmar are going to eat it. So what does it matter which one they're eating from? So that's good. But if you can't take a separate komets, you know that's for sure only this mincha, and you can't say this one's for sure, then psulos, game over. There's nothing you can do with it. Okay, now another interesting mix-up. komets. You have a complete komets. It's ready to be burnt. But now, shnis arev, it falls into ben mincha shalo nikpetz. It falls into a complete mincha where no komets was taken off at all.
Now you can't.
Okay,
burn
so
it.
Now we have a problem. Let's spell out what the problems are over here. So now I've got this nice mixture of flour that has a komets in it that
it has to be burnt. It has to be burnt.
Okay, now I've got a whole mincha that theoretically I should be taking out another separate komets because it was a separate mincha that nothing's happened to it yet. You should be taking out one komets of that and eating the rest. So now what are our options? So you're going to say, well, what would happen if I burnt the whole thing? What would happen if I burnt the whole thing? Well, that's not such a smart thing to do because you're burning up something that should not be burnt up. Mm-hmm. But what if I did? Wouldn't I say that the komets offering would be acceptable?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so what should we initially do and what should we not, what would happen after? So that's going to be the issue here. Lamed. Komets, you serve a mincha shalo nikmetzah. Lo yaktir, don't burn anything.
Right.
Because more than that, you can't burn a regular mincha that doesn't have a komets.
Right.
That's supposed to burn a regular mincha. But if hikter, but if you did burn alcohol, everything got burned.
Okay.
Well, zushinik mitzah also burned. The one that the komets was part of being burned, that helped for the guy who brought his mincha that
but
the komets was taken off from. But for zushalonik mitzah, but the one that didn't have the komets taken out of it, also, one that's not going to help the owner. We can't say, well, there would have been a komates in there, and theoretically, the potential komates got burnt, and I burnt more than the komates. I burned the whole thing, but you first have to separate the komates from it. If you don't separate the komates, you haven't accomplished anything.
Isn't the problem the coin stolen from? Because he doesn't get to eat what?
Those are other issues, but you're not allowed to burn it. You're not supposed to burn it.
So what do you do?
Now,
you dispose of it?
You got to dispose of it. Something you can do.
Because you can't, because you see, the thing is, you
and
don't know the
sanctified.
Part that needs to be burned.
They've been sanctified.
The part that needs to be burned
can't
be eaten. Can't be eaten.
Right? Okay, now, you got to, Martin, we got to cross out a couple words in the next halacha here.
Oh, okay.
Now, what if you have like this? Let's say a guy took a komets from his mincha, and then by mistake, the coin, instead of putting in another bowl, let's say,
put it back
he
in.
Just fell back into the bowl with the leftovers.
Sam.
Fell back to the leftovers.
Can't
okay.
Again.
Or let's say you took the komets out. Let's say one mincha had a komets was taken out. Another mincha had a komets taken out. This guy's going ahead. This guy's taking his komets, and as he passes by the other one, drops it to the other guy's leftovers.
Butterfingers.
Okay, so what are we going to do now? Is that pretty much the same as a korban, the case before, where the komets fell into a complete mincha?
Similar.
Is it any different?
Similar.
So that's how we have to read this next line in the Rambam. Nisarev kumtza bishi yoreha. If the komets falls back into the leftovers, or, now cross out the next two words, and read, or bishi yore chaverta, or it falls into the leftovers of a different korban that's been separated from the komets, lo yakir, you should not burn that mixture of komets and leftovers, but if you did, also a bomb, it will bring kapara to the owner because the komets was lawfully burned.
Separated.
The problem is the kohanim are out of luck.
It was separated.
Yeah. They don't get to eat.
They lose out. You lose out from that.
So the difference between the two cases about...
There really isn't a difference.
There is
a
difference. You think
it works. It works.
Not the previous one.
Yeah,
the other one is too.
It does too.
If you separate the komets and you burn it...
We
at least,
not to burn it. Huh?
But what if you did?
Said,
the
Evan.
If you did it, it works. You get kapara.
What's the end of 30? Well, I'll tell it.
If that's the other one, the one that you didn't take the komates from, that doesn't help.
So we're not talking about that.
The left, no, that doesn't help. But the one that you did take the komates from, and you definitely did burn
the
one.
So when he drops it in the second part of this one, if he drops it in another one,
he doesn't help the guy. The
komates has already been taken out of that one.
Right.
That's why it's different.
That's right.
Okay.
Whatever komates is being burnt, Bidyevid works.
But even if both
the
get
other
burnt,
stuff that's not burnt was just a waste.
Because if both of them get burnt, even though let's say they both had them drop back in, okay, the Kohen didn't get ripped off, but these guys, because the Komets is in there and it was separated, they do get retroactively.
Right.
They do get their atonement.
Okay, so that is the end of Perek Yud Aleph. Now we're moving on to chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis.
Zoom in.
We're moving. It's a lot easier than the birds. Okay, now we're going to talk about special menachos. Not your common menacha. None of it's uncommon, but they're special menachos that have many more loaves than a regular one, or they come at special times of the year. The less common than your straight off menachos. So we're going to just go through some simple halachas first before it gets interesting. Shtei halechem. You have the two breads that are brought on Shavuos that are brought with korbanos as well. Okay, and you have to bring what's that? There are two breads. Each one is an isaron, 43rd and 1/5.
They're big breads, three pound breads.
Okay, velechem aponim, and the two 12 show breads, where each one is two esronim.
That's big. Those are big.
The omer hatnufa, and the omer that you bring on the 16th of Nisan to permit the new crop, the barley that you have, which is one isaron. Shahosif midasa, if you add it to that measure of either one or two isronim, and you made it a little bigger, ochiser kosher, or if it's a drop less, sulos. It's not kosher. Wow. Out.
How precise does it have to be? As precise as they can make it.
Do they have like a mold or something?
I mean, it can't be to the seventh decimal point. I mean, they had measuring cups. They had a measuring cup, a one isaron, a two isaron. You did it, you flattened it to the level, and fine. Oh, okay. Now, let's say when you're pouring it in, it's in the bowl, and then the wind blows, and you saw a little bit blow out.
You had a rock in it or something like that.
Yeah, or something like that. Or some little extra fell in, or whatever. We're not going, as I said, to seven decimal points. No. You know, it's whatever generally is. Okay, base. Now, these are at special times of the year, you see, because Lechem Panim is only on Friday, Shnei Lechem is only on Shavuos, the Omer Tzuf is only on Pesach. Okay, how about ones that are many, many more loaves than the standard base? Chalos Toda, the chalos of a Toda offering, which is 40 breads, a Thanksgiving Toda, right? 10 of four different kinds, and the Quranim get one of each of the four kinds. Mm-hmm. Urikike Nazir. When the Nazir brings these rikikim that are done after the Nazir finishes his days of Naziris, he brings three animals, and he brings 10 breads and 10 rikikim.
Yes.
And we said the difference is that a challah, you knead it with the oil and with lukewarm water, and rikikim are just kneaded with water, and then after the baking, you smear them with oil. That's what's called rikikim. Shechasu, if they are missing their measurements of flour, so now it depends. If you have not yet sprinkled the blood of the korban that's tied with that mincha, and it's missing, then it's possible.
But
now, obviously, you could be smart and fill it up. But if you didn't, right, then it's going to be possible. But when is it going to be possible? When you sprinkle the blood, obviously, because until you sprinkle blood, you can still fix it, right? But if it was missing before you sprinkle the blood, it will be puzzled when you sprinkle the blood. But how about the reverse? Let's say you sprinkled the hazevach and it was all fine. And then afterwards, the wind blew some off. Thanks, Sharon. Because again, the critical moment is when you're sprinkling the blood, that's when you need the linkage that happens with that.
Okay.
Because they are linked to their korbanos, as opposed to others are not linked to korbanos. Gimel, v'chein shtei halechem. Okay, let's talk about the shtei lechem now. The two breads on Shavuos. Shechasru, same halacha. That if they're missing something, same law. Asol nizrek damim shel kvasim. If they're missing before the blood was sprinkled for the sheep that accompany them, psul, they're pasul. But if you first brought the animals and sprinkled the bloods and then they're missing, mishin nizrek damim, ksherim, they're kosher. And similarly in Halachadal, v'chein shnei sedarim, and then the two arrangements of the 12 showbreads. Same thing. Shechasu, let's say they're missing a little bit. Now, when do the showbreads, when's the critical time where the showbreads link with something else? When you take the bezichim, remember two spoons of the frankincense, when you remove the bezichim and you burn them, that's when whatever's on the table is locked into place. So, if they were missing before you burnt the frankincense, psul, they're pasul. But mishehuktru, but if you they were fine and you brought the frankincense and then something happened to the loaves, got broken or something off of that, they are kosher. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Now there's other things. These are unique menachas of themselves. Avol hanesachim, but libations that are coming with a korban. Many korbanos.
This is wine.
No, it could be flour also.
Okay. Libations.
Many korbanos. Yeah, flour. There's wine libations and flour libations.
Right, that's correct.
I don't know if the word libate is the right word, but it's a nesach.
Yeah. How about they're, oil?
Well, that's something else. But we're just talking about flour now.
Okay.
So nesachim shechasru. So it's not like a showbread, like a toda or something like that, because the bread is a very integral part of this. Nesachim are more, okay, we're bringing a korban. The korban has to accompany with these things that go with it. So if they're missing anything, bein misher korav hazevach, doesn't matter if the animal was brought, bein achshelo korav, they're brought, sherim, they're always going to be kosher, no matter what. V'yavi nesachim acherim l'malmosim. And he just brings some more nesach to fill it up. Why? Because there's no linkage between nesachim and korbanos. How do I know this? Because nesachim can be brought months later.
Right.
Remember, when you have certain korban obligations that need a nesach to go with it, doesn't be that day. It's not like other things that are very much linked together. Like the lechem aponim, you got to have the lechem aponim eaten and ready to go, everything goes together at the time you bring the korban.
Right.
Or the bezichin, rather. Yeah. Or the omer tenufa, the shtei lechem. All those are linked to something else. Even those nesachim are brought together with korbanos, but they don't have to be brought together. And they're kind of an independent addition to that. And the fact you can do it weeks later shows you there cannot be a direct link to that. So you can always fix them up. Okay. Now, but there will be a linkage when you have a full Nesach package and you intend to bring it with the Korban. Then there will be a linkage. That's Halachalov. Nesachim, and how do we know, when do we know you're intending to bring it with the Korban? One thing you do with anything, when you do it, you know you got to bring it that day. And what is that thing you do? You put it into a ministering vessel. Once you put something into a ministering vessel, what's the halacha?
It has to be done before sunset.
And if you don't?
It's out.
So when you're putting it in a minute, so if I have a regular nesachim to bring to the korban, I didn't yet even buy the flour.
So now you got to
get whatever I want.
But once you put it in,
even if I measure it or whatever,
the clock starts.
So now, but if I'm bringing it before I brought the korban, I'm bringing the korban right now, and I'm putting the nesach into the ministering utensil, I'm kind of saying it's linked. It's got to be brought today, the same day I brought the korban. So now I've shown that I want a linkage. So, nesachim shekachu b'kli shareis. Now look at a few scenarios here. There's going to be two issues here. What if the korban's no good, or if the korban is good? So shekachukach, you put the nesach into the shlisharis. V'nivsal zeh, but something happened to the korban, got messed up. The shechita got messed up. Wrong coin, whatever. It's no good. So now like this, im nivsal bashchita. If the problem was at the shechita
itself,
lo kachu hanesachim likrav. It's like a double whammy over here. These libations have not been sanctified by being put into their klisharis in order to bring them. They're not able to bring them, but there's not much more you can do with them because you already put them in the klisharis.
Right.
So what? The only option left: leave it in the klisharis, and nivso Mikabola,
so overnight,
and now they get puzzle from the time of the Kabbalah puzzles it up, okay? Because once the shechita is messed up, it's a problem. Lo kachu anesachim. I'm sorry. Let me read again. Inisal bashchita lo kachu anesachim likrav. You can't bring them. Period. Now that's the shechita. But what if nivsal mikabola ve'elach? What if the shechita was good? But now
the blood,
they received the blood.
Yeah.
Okay, but the receiving was already possible.
Yeah.
right? So the shechita was good. Well, then kach on nesachim likarif. Then the nesachim are good because once the shechita is good, it sanctifies the nesach and it can be brought.
So they don't depend
and
on the sprinkling.
And that's the point.
They don't depend on the
right. She'ein on nesachim niskachim likrav ela b'shechita sazavach. So the nesachim are sanctified to be brought with the shechita of it. If the shechita is good, then it's fine. Okay. But there still is a problem. And what's the problem? You can't really bring them, so to speak.
There's no korban.
Because they didn't bring a korban.
Yeah.
Umayasabahem. What can you do with them? You can't have a nesach on the mizbeach without the korban going on the mizbeach. Right? So you didn't mess it up. So, in other words, now you're going to see in a minute, very short, the Rambam's going to say this is all something about a public korban. You're going to see in a minute versus a private korban. You'll see a big difference in a minute.
So you can
this is a community korban now.
So you can link it up.
So if there's a community korban, so
re-link.
So in other words, if when you shechted the shechita was bad, okay, now even the flour is messed up. There's nothing I can do. I got to let it sit and it's finished.
Right.
But if the shechita was good, so the flour is good, but now the animal, I can't, the Kabbalah is bad. I don't have an animal to go with that. So what can I do with the flour? So in the community, there's lots and lots of animals.
Lots.
So rabbis say, you know what we're going to do? We'll just take another animal
re-link
that was
it.
Brought,
yeah, re-link
and we'd have an established a nesach with it,
yeah.
And we'll link it to another kosher animal. But you can only do that in a communal setting because you've got the bezdin, as it were, speaking on behalf of the community.
But for private,
that's not something you do. It's private. So that's what they're saying. So im ha'yisham zevach acher, if there was another korban, a public korban, zavuach bo seshah that was being brought at that time, and it doesn't happen to have any nesachim established with it yet, you can remember, you can bring it with that. But if im lo ha'yisham zevach acher, zavuach bo seshah, but if it was not another communal korban that was brought, then nasa, we have to treat it like what? Kamisha nifsul belina, that it has to be puzzled by staying overnight. The Yisrafon, it has to be burnt. I mean, you got to leave it there. Now, we can't burn it straight away because you can't burn the sachem, so to speak.
Well, it's good.
When
it's
they
good
can't
stuff.
Be brought.
You got to disqualify.
Right? So, therefore, we have to do that. But when do we say all this? Bamed, Dvarim Amurim, Bekorban Tzibur, with a public offering, Mipnei Shalev, Bezdin Masalem. Because the Bezdin is worried about these things and they're making a precondition that if a Korban gets messed up, we already have in mind that this Nessa should be linked up to another Korban because we know we do a lot of Korbanos and there could be problems going on. So that's what the Bezdin has, that leeway, as it were. Aval Bekorban Yoch, but an individual does this, now he's up the creek. You can't bring the libation that's sitting in the bowl with another Korban. Vavopi. Even though there is another korban from somebody else or whatever that happens to be sacrificed, nothing doing. Ela mainira, to leave it up shivso alina until it gets puzzled by staying overnight. Ve yisareif, and it gets burnt.
Because you don't have to live basedin on those private korbans.
That's right. Like one more aloha, it's a one liner. Vechol hazvachim. Now let's talk about other zvachim. Let's say a shlamim or an ola. Shenizbechu shalo lishmam. Let's say you brought a korban and everything was perfect.
Except
in terms of the action. Everything was done 100%.
But how about the
thought?
When
he asked him, what were you thinking about? Well, I had all kinds of other stuff. I was going to make this into a chata. No, not that. I was going to make this shlamim into an ola, this ola into a shlamim, this
right,
and that, that,
like that.
But the animal was brought, it was sacrificed, everything happened. So therefore, even though there is a linkage per se, but you did bring the korban. And therefore, yikru niskehem, the nesach may become done.
What's his...
Right now, you're not. That is
people.
That's what I'm saying. So it can be processed further. It can be processed further. This nesach can be processed. The Gemara learns it from an intricate teaching of a klal or prat or klal, whatever. Yeah. But guess what?
What
you're not yotze for the owner.
No, right. No,
nothing's been yotze. Remember, what else could you do with this nesach? It's got to be brought, and it can be brought because the animal was brought.
Technically, it was okay.
So you can technically take it, process the nesach further. However, you will not get any
spiritually. There's no benefit.
Okay.